be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will be great and called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. "And you shall name him Jesus, because he will save my people from their sins." This wonderful vocation that is encompassed in the very name of Jesus itself. But to be named, that here is the incarnation of God, and he is being given a name. So this is a fundamental fact, that God is given a name. That it's not Jesus who, in his own authority, revealed his name or named himself, but was named by the Father. Naming is not something priests get to do too often. If you have kids, well, then you get the privilege of naming them. I don't know about you, but I didn't pick my own name. It was given to me. The only thing I've actually helped name is Bellarmine Hall. And so when we're, me and Father Mike were talking about, what name? Well, technically, we have to submit it to the bishop, and he would pick it. And what they asked for is three names. And so there's a little conspiracy the priests talk about is you never put your first choice as your first choice, because that always gets shot down. So you always put it as your second choice. And then your first choice, you always kind of put something that is on the edge of, yeah, that'll get shot down. How about this one? I was like, great idea, Bishop. And so this naming of buildings is like the kind of the very rare privilege that a priest gets to kind of leave a mark, give a name to a community. The only other time, like say a priest gets to name somebody, is if they need to rename your kid when they're being baptized. This doesn't happen too often. I would say of late, it doesn't happen at all. But say a couple hundred years ago in France, that's why everybody has the middle name of Marie. It just got added on as they were getting baptized, because that being the name written in the book of life. But the gift of a name, like we ourselves were given a name. We didn't invent our identity. We in fact didn't invent ourselves. We didn't choose to be here. That we were called into being and given a name, an identity. And just how profound it is to just receive the gift of self. In some ways, it's a question in our modern culture about, well, shouldn't I kind of come up with my own identity? well, how do I know what I want to become? And this maybe idea of suspending, assigning a gender until we're old enough to figure that out. Or, you know, it's like other spaces where we're just kind of letting this kind of journey of self-discovery. Except the problem is it's never self-discovery. It is merely this uncontrolled desire that will lead us in a direction. And the problem is we have no idea where we're going. But it all, in fact, starts with, I am here. And this is the body God gave me. And the name that my parents gave me. And all of this is just a fact. In coming to even wrestle and understand myself. I don't know about you, but I have a list of things I'd like to change about myself. And yet, sometimes I've tried, and it doesn't work. And it's this, well, even the parts of me that I don't like, is like how much that struggle is on receiving these things, and reconciling even my own identity to my image of myself. And all of us go through this. But God went through this. The incarnation received his own name. And the very identity of Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. That he himself, being God, is not inventing himself, but is receiving himself from the Father. And that his entire identity can only be understood in, this is the gift of the Father. And that Jesus submits himself to parents who name him, who raise him, who teach him language, who teach him how to pray, maybe teach him the trade of carpentry. All of these things, just being received. And then we have the wonderful example of our Blessed Mother, who receives the angel. And here's this message that doesn't make any sense to her, being questioned, lots of fear coming to the surface, reasons to push it away, and yet perceiving that it's, well, if this is coming from the Father, if this is my God loving me, well then, can this be something that I receive? And what a testimony of faith it is to say yes to something so amazing. I don't know about you, but I've met many college students, and they all have these fantasies about the life that's going to come later. And it's usually about getting married and happily ever after. We're talking about a young woman who is engaged and had ideas of what that meant. And the life that she thought she was walking towards and getting married to Joseph. And now comes something from outside of herself that asks for all of that to be given up for something that in fact has the threat of death itself. That if she was accused of adultery, she could be stoned in the street. To say yes to that. What a testimony. But I love how this gospel is in contrast to our first reading. Just for a little bit of context, 2 Samuel 7, hugely significant prophecy. But the context of it is King David has finally conquered all of the kingdoms. The civil war is at an end. All of the enemies are defeated. And prosperity is just pouring into his lap. He doesn't have to do anything anymore. There's no more wars to fight. And now he's lounging in this house and wants to build one more idol, which is a testimony of God's victory, that is his victory, that we need a grand temple like everybody else. And so he even asks the prophet, well, God's blessed you and everything else, so go ahead and do it. But then the Lord speaks to the prophet, who then speaks to David and speaks to all of us. I never asked for a house. I asked for a tent, and so that was, I could be with you wherever you go, not in some stationary place, that I am the God who is with you, not the God who is your show-off piece to the rest of the world. And in fact, all of this stuff is going to not come to anything. But then comes the prophecy, I will build you a house, that we have a God who constantly gives, and is looking for places to receive. And here we have the king who is building his own kingdom, And then the Lord promising, in all of this, I will build you a kingdom. That this will become something entirely new. And to sum this all up is a little phrase in our second reading. The obedience of faith. I love that phrase, but I think there's a couple stumbling blocks that comes with it. One is how often we can think of faith and just list it as the do's and don'ts of our faith. The things we're supposed to be doing, the going through the motions. And so if I'm supposed to be obedient to faith, well then I have to fast on these days, I have to do these things, I try to refrain from these things. Well, great, but that's the living it out. That is not faith. The faith begins with a person. That when we recite our creed in a few moments, we don't profess that we believe that there is a God and that he told us things to do and not do, but that we profess a faith in. And that I believe in God. As in, I believe in my parents because they love me and I love them. And that obedience isn't just an act of submitting to the will, but a listening. The very root of the word, obedire, is to listen. And so this one that I know that loves me and that I love, stopping and listening to, and letting his desires be known, and then can and trust say yes to those, to allow myself to enter into his own desire. I submit this is what obedience of faith looks like. And so if you permit me a real-world application, a topic that's been coming up is vaccines. And part of this question, if you're not aware, is some of these pharmaceutical companies have been using embryonic stem cell research. And so stem cells from embryos comes from the abortion industry. So aborted fetuses, we harvest them and start using them for research, and then it turns into maybe something productive that we can use for ourselves. How messed up all of that is, I hope I don't have to explain, but essentially we're wanting to build a life at the expense of the most vulnerable. It is a terrible thing. It is objectively evil. And so the question is, what if a company used this? Can I take the fruit of their work? Can I take a vaccine that has come from that? And so this was a question put before our bishops, and they gave an answer, which is, yes, that is evil, in that as Catholics, we're never called to cooperate with evil. Fundamental fact. But there is indirect cooperation. So that the direct end, the principal thing that we're doing is this is the choice in front of us, and there's other things attached to it that we might not necessarily be able to control. So indirect cooperation, as in we give money to a company and rewarding them for doing these things. In certain cases, this would be permissible. That's the answer. For many, this is still a stumbling block. So one other insight I would like to give is ultimately this comes down to a question of, is this something I have to bring to confession if I get this vaccine? Well, one is, as far as the research that I've availed myself to, there are some alternative options. Not every vaccine out there falls into this category, so that I can avoid it, and that would be a greater moral choice. But then there is... even if this is the only choice that I have, do I need to bring it to confession? Another part of the very gift of our church is the gift of the magisterium, of the bishops, and the gift of the Holy Spirit at work in their vocation, that they have a job to do. Part of that responsibility given to them is to bind and to loosen. So, for instance, if they say it's not a sin, well, then if they're wrong, they are the ones that have to be accountable to God on Judgment Day. But that us and being obedient to them can never err. In that, as a church, being together comes first. Then figuring out the truth comes second. because being together gives that space where we can actually talk about these things. And that's a conversation happening as we speak. But this entering into being together enables us to get to the destination together. As opposed to, I think I'm right, so therefore I'm going to walk my own path. And we might be right, but how quickly we can fall into error because we're isolated. And so that this gift of the church, which is one of the very things that the Lord gave us, that in his giving us this, there is the how do I receive it? How do I look at it? How do I understand it? And for myself, I can think of no better example than what is that yes in faith of listening to the Lord, that whatever the questions are, there could be lots of fear, and bringing those fear to our prayer. There can be confusion of what this might mean, but can I trust the Lord enough to take the next step and where that path of faith leads? That we could turn to whatever the Lord gives us and whatever day that lays ahead and respond with the response of Mary, let it be done to me according to your word.